Chapter 11. Merlin. It is not that the deeper reality is veiled and we cannot know it. Rather, quantum physics is pointing out that there is no deeper independent reality based on our ordinary conceptions of what that means. Our universe is not a two-decker affair made up of appearances and an underlying reality, like a mask with a face behind it. No one model of reality sits on the throne wearing a crown, existing in royal splendor above all the others. Each model of reality has its own uses and utility in its own appropriate area. How different is our thinking that there is one true model, or one deep reality, from the medieval idea that there is one true religion? The notion that there is one ultimately true model of reality is a residue of our objective reality hangover, a malaise from which our species is in the process of recovery. Quantum physics continually reminds us that there is no one absolute way that things are, for things do not actually exist separate from our own minds. Being attached to our version of reality as not only being correct, but being the be-all and end-all of interpretations is as silly as claiming that the thermometer tells more of the truth than the barometer. Whereas in the mythical land of Oz, reality stems from the wizard's conjuring trick, in the quantum realm, Bohr argued, there is no wizard. There is nothing behind the curtain. All we see is the formless archetypal play of phenomena itself, a display which is empty of inherent existence and intrinsic meaning, yet is inextricably linked to our consciousness and its various operations. This is both a display to our consciousness and an expression of our consciousness at the same time, as the distinction between subjective and objective reality dissolves. From all appearances, physics seems utterly incapable of ever unveiling the nature of a quantum veiled reality conceived of as existing separately and independently of consciousness. It is only through recognizing that quantum reality is reflecting back to us the essential pure nature of consciousness that we can hope to unveil the true nature of the quantum, thereby realizing it to be one and the same as our own true nature. Einstein once remarked, "The more one chases after quanta, the better they hide themselves." Wheeler calls the quantum principle the Merlin principle, because of the way the ever-elusive quantum shapeshifts and, Mercury-like, changes form to continually escape our too limited and limiting conceptions of it. It is noteworthy that this is precisely the way alchemists describe the Philosopher's Stone. Merlin was the wizard who guided King Arthur, appearing to Arthur in different guises depending upon circumstances. Merlin was constantly changing his identity in the same way that an electron does. Wheeler recounts, "You remember Merlin the magician. You chased him, and he changed into a fox. You chased the fox, and it changed into a rabbit. You chased the rabbit, and it became a bird fluttering on your shoulder." Just like trying to catch a rainbow or chase after a projection, the quantum always eludes our grasp as if it had multiple personalities. The mercurial quantum is forever shapeshifting in response to the various modes of thought by which we try to apprehend it. If someone says that quantum theory is completely clear to them, it was Bohr's opinion that they haven't really understood the subject. As physicists have chased the quantum/Merlin principle, to quote Wheeler, in each 10 years of its history, it's somehow taken on a different color, each time growing more magnificent in plumage, more penetrating in meaning, and more comprehensive in power. The further we descend down the quantum physics rabbit hole, the more magnificent the plumage of this very strange quantum bird. The more we appreciate the quantum realm, the more it appreciates, and the more there is to appreciate, as if it's the gift that never stops giving, a wish-fulfilling jewel beyond belief. As Wheeler reminds us, the quantum, the smallest stuff in the universe, a marvelous stimulus, hope, and driving force, is the crack in the armor that covers the secret of existence. Big stuff indeed. It is Wheeler's opinion that in exploring this opening, we are at the beginning, not the end. He writes, "All that the quantum means and implies, we are still far from understanding. Let us therefore not close the door to tomorrow's deeper comprehension by trying to supply a premature definition of quantum." The current story of our understanding of the quantum realm is simply a prologue of coming attractions. Wheeler writes that quantum theory's successes are legion, but the last word has not been written on it. The unimaginable wonders that have already been discovered, to quote Wheeler, take second place to those still waiting to be found. The undiscovered lies around us in every direction. We live still in the childhood of mankind. Wheeler strongly felt that the greatest discoveries were yet to come, a perspective that greatly inspired all who studied with him. We are, in Isaac Newton's words, like children playing with pebbles on the seashore, while the vast ocean of mystery is spread out before our reach. Wheeler writes in his autobiography that discoveries of the 21st century will astound us, or our heirs, with their novelty. The discoveries of the preceding decade had only taken the cap off the bottle. Images of letting the magical and potentially wish-fulfilling genie out of the bottle come to mind. To quote Freeman Dyson, "The poetic Wheeler is a prophet, standing like Moses on the top of Mount Pisgah, looking out over the promised land that his people will one day inherit." When asked in an interview whether he thought we will ever understand why the universe came into being, Wheeler answered, "Or at least how. Why is a trickier thing." When pressed if he thinks that physicists might one day have a clear understanding of the origin of the universe, Wheeler enthusiastically responded, "Absolutely. Absolutely." Wheeler dreamed of a future when, as surely as we now know how tangible water forms out of invisible vapor, so surely we will someday know how the universe comes into being. Dyson says, "But it is the young people now starting their careers who will make his dreams come true."